This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Transgender Point of View is an Australian news and current affair panel talk show.
Airing weekly and hosted by Joy 94.9.
Transgender people come from every region around the world, racial and ethnic backgrounds and faith communities.
Chances are that you've met a transgender person, even if you don't know it.
But there are still many misconceptions about trans people.
And as a transgender person, there are a lot of questions asked of us every day.
What's this about using they as a pronoun?
Isn't letting a trans person use my bathroom dangerous?
Do I refer to you as he, she, it, or they?
So what's your real name?
Are you a drag queen?
What's the difference between sex and gender, and why does it matter so much?
Did you have the operation?
What is stealth?
How does someone know they are transgender?
Really random questions.
Are you sure you're not just super gay?
You must be a transvestite.
What bathroom do you use?
Will I be able to have sex?
What does cis mean?
This is Transgender Point of View on Joy 94.9. Now, here's Michelle.
Good evening. You are listening to Transgender Point of View. Mama Mish here. And there we go. Panels are hard to work sometimes. And joining me tonight is Miranda.
Mish, it's been so long since I last saw
so
you.
So long. You joined me this afternoon on Mission Mates. It was great to have you there as me, mate.
I love to be an official mate. Mate.
Yeah, so really, really good to have you here with me tonight. It's not often we get to do a trans show stuff together. Mm. So how you been, actually?
Yeah, I've been really well, actually. Like, I don't know, just not to brag too much, but like, you know, I'm pathetically in love, so there's that.
That's usually how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, I may be flirting.
So I got a girlfriend.
Actually, no, I've had a girlfriend for 6 months, but you know, we just said I love you for the first time last week, which means... Which is unusual for lesbians, because like usually you'll say it in the first date, and so we've been moving at a glacial pace.
So you haven't booked in the U-Haul yet or bought a cat?
No, none of that. I'd buy a dog anyway.
Would
that's,
you?
That's my thing. I love dogs. How you doing, Mish?
I'm good. I'm always good, but I'm always busy. You know, the drive show on Thursdays from 4 to 6:30 is, you know, mission me mates. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of speaking lately and doing a lot of training and education and just going with it. I had a break. Oh my God, I did take a break though.
You did some drawing, I understand.
I did do some drawing. I did a bit of shit. You'd appreciate it because you know, you're a fellow artist yourself.
Oh yes, it's so important to get your art on.
Yeah, well, it did. I got my art on. I mean, I showed you some of the images. Yeah. Do you approve?
Like, I do. I'm like, you know, oh my gosh, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah. I was afraid actually to post the one photo because it was just, you know, two women who were expressing their love for each other. And I was afraid of the, you know, nipple gate usually on Facebook.
I'm personally a fan of sapphic affection. I don't know if you know this. Not many people know this fact about me. There we go. Oh, there's a couple of little nip slips there.
Just a few. Yeah. But anyway, I don't normally actually show the kind of stuff in things I do. And you know me, I'm quite corporate and quite, you know, clean cut.
Quite sensible.
Quite sensible. How dare you? Well, we've got a pretty good show to hear today. We got some stuff to cover. What's on to the show today, right?
Well, you know, we're going to be replaying your interview from this afternoon with...
Steve Stephanopoulos,
the mayor of...
Stonington.
Yes. See, you're all over it.
I'm all over it. I did this already.
Now, we've got some showbiz news coming up for you, as per usual. We're going to be talking gender-neutral dolls from Mattel.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I always worry. Look, Anastasia always throws this kind of weird shit in on me. And so, like, I'll get something like, you know, toys or dolls where I'm like, no. She does things with food. I don't want to know. Don't. Just so good. It's Mattel. We're happy.
We're talking regular dolls, not sex dolls tonight.
Good. Thank God.
No inflation devices anywhere. We're also going to be talking, so we do have some showbiz news as well, as we always tend to cover. Plus, we're also going to be, you know, there's a couple of really just odd news stories from around the world, like, you know, concerning our community, which just... Like, honestly, it's bad news, but it's also WTF news.
Oh, good. I like those. Those are better than the bad things.
Yes.
Because the thing is we don't actually cover too much of the trans stuff from around the world. And it's really heartbreaking when that happens. So I always try to do my best to find some of the news because most news outlets don't cover things very well. Or even here sometimes. I didn't say that out loud. That's between us. other shows don't report it very much, but we're starting to hear more of it.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, on heavy news for a moment, you know, we do have to talk about something that's been happening in the media quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You may have heard the news about Melody Palan Bruno, a Filipina trans woman who died last week on Saturday, I believe. Yes, Saturday.
Yeah, very sad news.
Yes. The perpetrator of the crime against her, like, you know, it was not an accident in any way. A man has been charged with manslaughter for that crime. We're not sure if it was, you know, like, it's distressing, you know, whether it's, you know, according to Hoyle's murder or not. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's something that's definitely been stressing our community out, you know, especially since there is so much news about terrible things that happen to us all the time, and it's very distressing.
We don't normally have any types of casualties in Australia when it comes to trans issues. We normally hear about it from the US or Brazil or some of the others. So it's very sad to hear that sort of thing down here now.
I think, you know, a lot of our community as well kind of, you know, absorbs the tragedy felt around the world, you know, by osmosis, you know, thanks to the internet and all of us being connected. So when it hits close to home like this, it really, really has an impact. You know, especially for, you know, Melody, who is not, you know, an Australian national. She was a tourist from across the seas, went around traveling Australia, and then something like tragic like this happens, and it, you know, and it unfortunately reinforces a lot of the kind of fears that a lot of people in the trans community have already had about, you know, particularly rural Australia.
Well, I think one of the hardest parts is people go and watch what's going on in the US and how that feeds over here, and then politicians trying to replicate what Trump and them are doing over there as well. And then this sort of happens and it really just builds on top of that fear. And so I think, you know, this is where we're going to continue doing things like this, where we're doing a radio show, where we continue talking about the news and the important topics that are happening. And as long as we can keep talking and we keep helping and supporting each other, then, you know, we'll get through this.
I mean, that's what community is all about.
That's right.
Now, speaking of community, you had a chance to talk to a lovely community figure, not necessarily the transgender community.
No. And it's important that we, you know, we do branch out and speak beyond transgender issues as well. But I spoke to Steve Stephanopoulos, who is the mayor of the city of Sonnington. And they're running a charity fundraiser for the Victorian Pride Center and the actual theaterette that's in there. They're very big on the theaterette stuff. It's being held on the Thursday, the 31st of October at 6 p.m. And it's the Night of Pride. And everybody of all different backgrounds is going there. And it's a really big spectacle. Tickets are selling pretty fast. And I'm actually jealous. I'd actually like to really go to this. And so if somebody wants to buy tickets and take me as their date, I'll just leave my drive time show and go with you.
Somebody just rock up in front of the Joy Studio, like preferably with a limo. And maybe some champagne.
Some strawberries.
Strawberries and cream. Maybe some.
I'm not that precious. No. God, you just show up with some bucket of chicken wings and I'm good to go. So we did this recording earlier this afternoon on Mission Mates today, so we'll play it for you now. Well, I got an old mate of mine, Steve Stephanopoulos.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you, Jen?
Yeah, doing well. Now, apart from admiring our technology and the studio here.
The conversation off air about everyone's phones has been riveting.
You also the mayor of Stonington. And you come here to talk about the Victorian Pride Center night for Night of Pride.
Correct. So the City of Stonington is hosting a mayoral charity fundraiser, and it does it every so often. And my choice of charity this year was the Victorian Pride Center, because I just think that as Australia's first and only same-sex married mayor, I thought, if I'm in this position, how could I not advocate for our community?
Of course. And then there's so many amazing things about the Pride Center, things from, like, you know, archives to a center for every service to come to
joy.
To joy, you know, a place for us all to come together and work together better. So,
and that's the amazing thing. And our charity event is going to specifically fund the theaterette in that building.
Well, I'm disappointed.
Oh, why so?
You're holding it at night that we're on radio.
Oh, well, you could broadcast live.
Maybe we could. We'll come and broadcast live while we're there. And he's like smiling going, yeah, yeah, sure.
You can do our live feed into there. Just see how people enjoy it.
Sounds like a good idea.
We'll broadcast out of it, T. There you go. So how do you expect the night to go? Like, what is the... the expectations for the night?
So it's you get a 3-course meal plus mm-hmm. canapes upon arrival and a drink of bubbles first up.
Wow.
And then you get, it's drinks at bar prices after that. So $150 per ticket, per person. And we've got Dolly Diamond, who we all know is our wonderful host for the evening.
Of course.
We have a huge number of sponsors, from real estate agents to Qantas to the Australian Grand Prix, Tennis Australia. We've got the Australian Ballet, a season's pass of tickets there to the Australian Ballet.
Wow.
You know, 4-day pass to the Australian Grand Prix that have been donated. Tickets to the Australian Open, lots of restaurants and cafes and bars are given lots of donations as well towards that event, and they'll be available for auction on the night.
Amazing, actually. And again, so those who aren't aware, the Victorian Pride Centre is a hub that provides a safe space that's committed to supporting equality, diversity, inclusion for the LGBTIQ plus community. And this is, what a way to go and do a fundraiser for that as well. And again, something so close to your heart. I think... you might have a mate's night. I think I need to go to this thing.
So. Oh, so I've got to find someone to fill in. We just play all the highlights of the show. Oh, hang on. We don't have any. Sorry. Just checking. We'll work something out. We'll see what we can do.
No, this is absolutely brilliant.
And lots all the entertainers have volunteered their time mm-hmm. for this, which is fantastic. So Scott Harrison, from who's going to play the organ, he's playing our wonderful organ that we have in the Malvern Town Hall. Most people don't even know that it's there.
Yeah.
We also have Lo Rez, a male choir. We've got lots of drag
yes.
queens who are performing on the night. We have a new Tina Turner number that's done by a friend of mine, Fabio, and that will be absolutely amazing. So all these guys and the girls and guys have all donated their time for free. I've just tapped people on the shoulder and said, can you please? And they've said yes.
Now, the Stonington has the rainbow tick, or are you looking to maintain it?
Oh, hello. We always have had the rainbow
well,
tick. Thank you
very
much.
I was doing some reading. And so you use the to maintain this as well? And
it is. And of course, in the city of Stonington has been known as a conservative, but we are a progressive community. So when we had the marriage equality vote a couple of years ago, we were the third highest yes vote in the state and the 7th in the country.
Wow.
Oh, give yourself a
Definitely.
Round of applause. Well done.
And we've had several prime ministers. So we've had Harold Holt, we've had Sir Robert Menzies, we've even had, you know, Peter Costello, a recent, you know, treasurer. So although we're seen as conservative, we are a progressive conservative community.
And I think, you know, when it comes to community stuff, one of the things I've identified as well with the work that I do is that we need to connect more with our city centers and
local governments
and stuff like that, to start connecting more with a lot of local businesses, better to build better understanding of our community and build better relationships that way, I think.
And I think it's interesting, our LGBTIQ plus community has spread its wings, and we don't have, as I sometimes call it, a ghetto like some cities do in the world. In Australia, we're now part of whatever normal society is, and we're everywhere, you know?
Agreed. And I think we really do focus a lot more on, say, corporate spaces or more of like medical spaces and things like that. We don't connect more with your spaces. So I think you and I need to have a coffee sometime and chat more about how we can work together on these things.
Certainly. Come to my office at the Malvern Town Hall. I call it the White Palace up on the hill in Malvern.
Oh, I love it.
This is how you do your networking for LinkedIn.
Totally. This is how I do my LinkedIn. Learn.
It's on automatic.
I always get in trouble with T regarding all the different social media stuff I do and all the networking. So it was really funny, like, you know, going through all of that. But he was really lovely. And we had him talking a bit further with us about, you know, just on the show, and just it was really easy going. But I'm really looking forward to hearing more about this that's happening. So if anybody's looking for information for the tickets, just go to the stonington.vic.gov.au/nightofpride. Again, the tickets, I believe, are $150, but it's a really good night that they're putting on, and they're doing some funding for the Victorian Pride Centre Theatreette, and that's the 31st of October at 6 p.m.
Now, does Mission Mates get podcast?
Yes, not yet. We're working on it. Our podcaster is actually out there on the desk now, and they're going to start putting it out soon.
Well, when that comes out, you know, definitely check that out.
Yes. Yes, I will.
as well as Joy's many other great podcasts.
As many of Joy's other podcasts, yes. Yeah, look, it's been a process trying to get the whole team, because we've had a bit of a Rocky start getting the show going, getting people involved. You know, it's not easy volunteering and doing this sort of stuff, which is why now we've got our lovely producer, Karen, who's, you know, being quiet on air right now, and yourself coming in, doing some rotating stuff and trying to get us all, you know, sharing our voices around and doing more. So when you're trying to do it all, it takes slower to get the podcast and stuff going.
By the way, I also want to give a shout out to Anna right now, who, you know, is taking the night off. You know, we're here, you know, taking over the pitch for her. And yeah,
she's listened to me and actually took some time for herself, which I'm really happy about. She's had a lot going on, and she's really been picking up the slack here on the show, because I've been busy trying to build other things too, and then popping in and helping her. And so
That generally tends to happen in our community. Like, there's a lot of fatigue going around, like, you know, just with all the
self-care,
the BS going on in the trans world all the time.
And it doesn't help hearing these things in the news as well. So we gotta really focus on that self-care. And, you know, at any time, you know, if you need that support, you know, there's numbers out there to call. And it's just really important that we look after each other.
Absolutely. But you know what I do to self-care, Mish? I play with dolls.
I was going to say, never mind. You play with dolls.
I play with dolls, which kind of brings us into our next story really, really well.
Well, I'm really looking forward to actually hearing more about that. And because these dolls actually looked similar to a lady I'd saw done these Bratz dolls, where she cleaned them off and actually made them like look like these dolls and then resold them. They're like very, you know, innocent looking things instead of sex workers, you know. That's what I think the Bratz.
No shame in being a sex worker.
No shame in being a sex worker, but it was very, very stereotypical the way they dressed up those dolls.
But now we have these gender-neutral dolls being churned out by Mattel, in which you can actually choose your doll's haircut, long hair, short hair, masculine clothes, feminine clothes, even though, like, you know, clothing has no gender.
Yeah, look, I'm actually looking at these and kind of going, I actually want to get these for my kid. Yeah. Kids. My daughters really enjoy their Barbies and play with their Barbies, and they'll actually use even, like, the little Kohl's Minis as part of their dollhouse they have. And here's my 13-year-old and 10-year-old, and they're playing together in the thing, and not, you know.
So, yeah, do 13-year-olds still play with dolls? I mean, I'm 36 and I play with dolls.
You answered your question right there.
Yeah, I did. But I'm asking because there's that... But
you're you.
There's that awkward point for teenagers where they're like, no, I don't like kitty stuff.
She hasn't... She's not a child, but she's not yet a woman. And it's an interesting phase to be in, because one minute we're watching, you know, the boys and the boy band stuff, and the next minute we're watching cartoons. So she was very much me at that age. But I think they'd really.
What did your parents think of you watching the boy bands?
No. I didn't watch boy bands when I was. I wasn't that kid. Bruce and Karen, can you scroll this up here a bit? I want to take a look at the.
No. Scroll like the other way.
No, I don't want to see. Doll for everyone. That's what it says.
Yeah.
See, I wanted to see down here a little bit on the screen. So, child opens a box. He starts jumping and screaming with joy. Not an unusual sound in the halls of Mattel's headquarters, where researchers test new toys.
I'd love that job.
I want that job. Yeah, I know, right? But it's rare for parents to bring boys into these research groups as well. And actually, the boys were excited to play with these too, by the looks of it. So I'm really stoked to actually get my hands on these.
What I'm really excited about, like, in the article here, like, which we've opened up from Time Magazine, talks about an 8-year-old gender-fluid child, which, you know, I think is an important thing as well, you know, to acknowledge that, you know, gender-fluid is not just a thing that grown-ups are, but, like, you know, kids are as well. And it's just really cool that, you know, they can actually use their imagination and project, like, you know, their identity onto a doll that, you know, is not one prescribed thing.
So when are these coming out? See, I hate when people do like the thing back going, no, Mattel, kids don't want your gender neutral dolls. I hate when people do that stuff.
I mean, that's just, you know, assuming that everyone has your taste.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see when these come out. Like, I'm really stoked for these.
Oh my gosh, I have so much to talk about right now. So much.
There was so much we talked about off air, and I'm waiting to see what's happening on air.
I mean, you know, like, you know what really grinds my gears, Mama Mish?
What's really grinds your gears?
And I hate using this term, but, you know, it is so accurate right now, but fake news. That's what I hear.
I can't handle that stuff. It drives me nuts.
I like actual fake news is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, okay. Like somebody actually lying in the media. Can you believe someone would do that?
Oh, I'm beside myself. Why would somebody even consider doing that?
Why indeed? Now, have you ever heard of the Daily Wire?
Yes, I have heard of the Daily Wire, Miranda.
Conservative news site, founded by one Ben Shapiro, recently ran a story claiming that medication that transgender women take are responsible for thousands of deaths.
Dun, dun, dun.
That there's a real epidemic going on, Mish. That these things are being peddled to our children. And, they're dangerous.
I was watching a video from Joe Rogan, actually.
Yeah?
Look, I don't mind following, because I follow so many different spaces, and was watching one he had with, there's a guy, Adam, who ruins everything.
It's
YouTube. Well, Adam was really trying his best. Say, look, I'm not a doctor, but this is what the conversation has with my friends who are transgender. And and Joe Rogan was like, yeah, but we're pushing these pills down these kids' throats. And it's like, mate, you don't have any idea what you're talking
about. Kids are begging for them.
Yeah, well, they're begging for them, but even the kids can't have them until they hit a certain level of puberty.
That's it.
And it's even though there's sort of the psychology and everything going into it, but no one's developed fully until they're 24. Mate, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But here's the Daily Wire making the claim that particularly testosterone-blocking medication is killing people. Mm. Now, this is, drawn from a really specious reading of the data. Uh-huh. Now, here's the fact. There are thousands of people.
Thousands?
Thousands of people who have taken testosterone-blocking medication who have died while taking the medication, but not because of the medication, because all of these people, predominantly men, are taking these testosterone-blocking medications to treat hormone-sensitive cancers, particularly testicular cancer and prostate cancer. So somehow this new source has come along and said, oh, just because transgender women and, certain femme non-binary people who were assigned male at birth are taking this medication that is also used to treat hormone-sensitive cancers in men.
Oh, my God.
That must mean they're responsible for all these deaths.
Well, they're men, too, and these are men as well, only they have boobs.
Yeah. I mean, this kind of... It really,
propaganda. It's ridiculous.
It is. It is propaganda. And, from a source that, claims that it's all about, facts and, biology does not care about, your gender identity or whatever. And they have to trot this kind of stuff.
Well, they're grasping every straw they possibly can. And it's no different than that group here in Australia called Binary, who's constantly putting stuff out in the media and social media. And they realize that people in social media will only click. They won't actually research themselves.
Mm, all you have to do is, have a spicy headline, and that's probably the most facts most people will absorb.
Usually they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God knows I do half the time. I mean, I am guilty of that myself.
I am too. Actually, there was one, it was like somebody had passed away, and it was like an article from like 2014, and I shared it on. I'm like, why did I do that? Oh my God, what do you mean they died? And it was this moment of, we glaze over it so quickly.
I keep seeing, news of, I think his name was Harry Morgan from MASH dying.
Yo, really?
Even though he died like 5-6 years ago now.
Yeah, see, people do that. They'll push it on and they'll push, and they know you won't read it, and then they make fun of it when you do share it on. But there was one.
Hey, did you hear about JFK, by the way?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
That was wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love playing with you. It's fun. Was there another sort of fake news thing that popped up? Oh, I think there was one around the religious stuff. How they're, I think it was over in like California, and they were trying to put like this religious freedom thing in there, and how they were going to remove the Bible from all these stuff because of the right wing or the left wing and the transgenders and all this other stuff, and they just. It was an absolute mess, but it was this. No one had actually read the actual article, what it was, and they were trying to. They said they were trying to remove religion and from the state, and because there was the transgenders. I'm thinking, it's horrible.
I mean, we're everybody's favorite scapegoat.
Oh, we are. The weather dropped and changed this afternoon. Must have been those transgenders.
God's really unhappy with them so much. That God is a really snippy bitch, I tell you.
Yes, she is. Well, what? Any other fake news we need to share?
There's a thing that's sort of come out recently in Australia whereby there's this real push in the they call it the transgender debate when it's really just this obscene campaign of misinformation that, you know, we're constantly getting, you know, particularly all the humming and hawing about, you know, how we're harming children or pushing this doctrine on them, you know, stuff that we see from Binary Australia. And, you know, a conservative government at the moment who really want to silence the actual people who work with transgender children and transgender adults, and to bring in their own experts, including doctors that have never actually had a transgender patient.
You know, this sounds very familiar to another country that's quite popular who likes to talk about these things.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know which country you could possibly be talking about.
I have no idea either. I mean, I have no association with this country at all.
Of course you're talking about the UK.
Of course. And then you get the look from producer Karen, who's from the UK.
But Karen knows what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course, yeah. Of course.
Knowing not across the table.
They're pretty bad right now.
Yeah.
Like, the turf war is picking up. They're bad.
It is. But, oh God. But you got to hold on and just, you know, stand by each other. Stand by your brothers and sisters and non-binary sibs.
Just grab your ankles. Let's see here. What are we looking at here?
We're looking at building Joy Nation.
I'm really excited about this, actually.
I mean, just no smooth segue there at all. Like, moving from fake news to something that's actually legit right
real,
now.
Real news.
So, tell me all about Joy Nation.
So, look, it's time we actually start actually just changing and getting with the times as well, too. Look, the community radio is great. It has its place. But there's some things we really need to go and start making some changes to. And so, Joy's really trying to reinvent itself as well. And, you know, because it has been tough as a not-for-profit to, you know, get funding. And so the company has, you know, or the community has really nurtured Joy for so many years. And look, and we really are grateful. I mean, it's what actually gave me a voice and helped me rebuild myself as a person and my branding. And, you know, I mean, you're the reason we exist. I'm the reason. And the rest of the community, those who are listening, is actually the reason for it, too.
I mean, let's not forget Joy is made up predominantly of volunteers, a whole lot of people who really believe in, you know, just the importance of what we're doing here.
I could be sitting at home right now on Netflix, and I'm here entertaining you, Miranda.
Oh, wow. You're here just for me.
I'm here for you, man. I'm here for you, man. Thanks, Rick. But basically what we're going to start doing is actually looking at new income streams to actually start ensuring our further survival into the future. So things like radio, news, music, entertainment. So looking at, like, new arms, things like, you know, video and looking at things like a new campaign to get some funding in. So now basically stepping beyond the LGBTQ family to our friends in the broader community to help make this happen. We are asking everyone to choose Joy by donating our Chuffed campaign. Build Joy Nation today or raise $250,000.
And this is really important as well because, you know, it's obscene sometimes to talk about money, but, you know, the fact is we wouldn't be here without it.
Yeah. And so, look, there's things that they're really looking at changing to do. And you know, like, you know, live video or more, you know, other, you know, products for podcasting and, you know, new equipment to, you know, take it to the next level. So this is really exciting. Some of the stuff I was even talking about with the new CEO about what they're planning on doing is just really, really cool. So, please, you know, definitely if you want to get more information about it, you know, go to chuffed.org. That's chuffed.org/project/buildjoynation. And it's basically to help us expand our online offering and increase services that we offer so that we can entertain you better and inform you better as well.
I got to say, I'm pretty chuffed for chuffed.
You chuffed for chuffed?
I'm chuffed for chuffed.
I'm chuffed.
I'm chuffed.
You're chuffed.
Now the word's lost all meaning.
It has.
It is the month of Halloween, so, you know, it is the time.
I love it.
Oh, Halloween. Halloween's the best. It's my favorite imported holiday, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
And I might just celebrate it over Christmas as well.
So. look, on it, back home, man, people really put a lot of effort into it. Like, when I went back in 2017, and I was walking around with my one of my best friends and my goddaughter and her brother, and, you know, the two little kids were walking around, but, man, people turn their homes into haunted houses.
Yeah.
Like, you're just walking up to the front doorstep, and they're like, oh, come on in. I'm like,
stranger danger. But you're going through and the house is going crazy with all these lights and people jumping out at you, and they hand you like a bucket full of candy when you're done. And but I was sitting there with the kids, and the bucket was just overflowing. And I'm like, look, kids. And I'm like pulling something out of the bucket.
And then there's the one house where they give you the full-size Snickers, and you're just like, well, got to change costume. We're coming back here.
Yeah, no kidding. These guys were good. We'll change something else. So
I got to ask you, did you bring American holidays with you for your family, like, you know, Halloween, Thanksgiving, all of that?
Thanksgiving's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas without the presents. And I just love the idea of everyone just coming together and have a big feast. But I love it here is probably even more so. I try not to do too many of the American standard staples of like, you know, candied yams and things like that. I like everyone with their different traditions and their favorite sort of dishes, their family traditional dishes.
Yeah.
So like if you think of something like that you grew up with, that's like one of your favorite dishes your family made, what would it be?
Oh, like for me, it's probably something with chicken, like probably a lot of fried chicken. It's probably my thing, which still feels very American, but you know.
Yeah, like, but still though, like if that's something that if I brought you to the table for Thanksgiving, I would say, you know.
Actually, no, I know what it is. I can actually tell a story right now. My ex-fiance was American.
Mm-hmm. And when I'm sorry.
Actually, he was a lovely boy up until the end. But we'll forgive him for that for the moment. But when he was in Australia, he was really, really homesick for the States. Like, mm-hmm. you know, not particularly, you know, for America, land of the free, but, you know, for his family and for his friends.
That's the idea as an immigrant. Yeah.
Not seeing them over the holidays. So, you know, we decided to hold, you know, Thanksgiving especially for him. And, you know, we actually, you know, got ourselves a turkey. And it was the first time I've ever roasted a turkey. And, you know, we
had to deep fry it. That's good. Yeah.
we didn't have the yams, but you know, I kind of pulled out, you know, my favorite side dish. I made a big ass pot of mac and cheese.
Love it.
And, you know, apparently that's in the, you know, another American staple side dish.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, but, you know, like I did the collard greens as well.
Wow.
Learned how to make cornbread, which was I'd never had cornbread before. Yeah, and just did all this American stuff for him. And, you know, we even changed up the Thanksgiving tradition, you know, a bit, like, you know, made it our own, you know, instead of, you know, whatever, we you know, all took hands before we ate, and, you know, we all, you know, said a thing that we were thankful for.
Lord bless this food. It's so good.
Except instead of, you know, praising God, we were praising each other. So
yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's one of the things we tend to do as well when I'm there. And you know, the mac and cheese thing, and I just love the idea of just people just coming together with different food. And but it was funny, my first Thanksgiving in Australia, my ex-wife had done it up for me. And everything was like these, it looked like 4th of July, that really crazy with like American top hats and streamers at red, white, and blue. And we bought all these, you know, different American cans of soft drink and American lollies. And it was just an American explosion.
And an actor came in dressed as Uncle Sam.
Yeah, well, you know, I walked around with I should probably find a photo and show you.
But four score and 7 years ago.
Four score and 7 years ago. But the, yeah, it's one of those I still hold on to very well, you know, and I try to do it every year. Halloween's just so hard, I find. You know, what kills me, and this is the thing that doesn't make sense, and you're the Aussie in the room.
Yeah.
So answer this for me.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, mate, no worries. So y'all really love a good dress-up.
Yes.
Yes, right?
Yes.
And I'm just going to make sure I iterate that. You all love a good dress-up.
I mean, as far as I know, I should tell you, I'm a pretty rubbish Aussie. I pick the beetroot off my Aussie burgers. That's how bad an Australian I am.
Oh, you're bad.
I don't drink beer. That's how bad an Australian I am.
Yeah, you're bad.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is everyone will have a party. There's a dress-up. There's a theme, a 90s, an 80s, a something. Somebody's always dressing up in you know, women's clothing, and they, you know, identify as men.
Oh, yeah.
It's a common thing here. And then Halloween comes. And they're like, oh, American rubbish. We ain't doing this. Bugger off. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold the phone. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't compute. Doesn't match up. You're so big on doing this and getting dressed up and having parties and a whatever. But when it comes to something where you actually like something to get dressed up as.
I think it's like a sense of, you know, jingoistic superiority or something like that. You know, just, I don't even know what it is. It's like, look, it's an American thing. We're not going to do that.
It's not an American thing. We just commercialized it. That's all.
Yeah,
we knew how to make a buck off it.
I think like, you know, a lot of people were really confused by it. Like, you know, like maybe up until the 1980s, but then you got all the TV shows that came in from America that had Halloween specials. And now you have,
Stranger Things went and did a good thing with, like, the kids were all dressed as the Ghostbusters. That was awesome.
Like, the millennial crowd have really taken to Halloween some more. Like, I even got an invitation in my mailbox to a Halloween street party
where I live.
So I'm like, I think it's actually starting to take off. It's taken a while. I think it's just the boomer crowd.
I'd love to do the whole trunk or treat thing like they do over there where there's a parking lot and all the cars come around, like, and they open up their boots and people hand out candy and stuff. And just little, you know, you decorate the back of your boot and, yeah. They call it trunk or treat back home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so the safer thing going home to home, and it's just a big do up that everyone comes and, you know, like food trucks and stuff, and it's really cool.
And saves you all the effort of, like, you know, roaming all over the neighborhood as well.
So if we were to do, like, a team Halloween thing, what would we do?
Oh, I mean, as a team, what would we do?
Can we do Romy and Michelle?
I mean, we can do Romy and Michelle. That sounds pretty great. I would.
I'm the diva.
if it were me, I would say we all dress up as our favorite Pink Rangers. or because, and this was a throwback, if you remember this show, I'd be surprised if anyone does remember it, Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
Yeah, they were like a cheesy 1970s superhero duo.
See, now I'm curious. You're going to have to send me a photo. Do you have a photo? Can you pull this up? All right. Yeah. Okay,
one of them wearing this bright yellow costume and the other one wearing this, you know, pink one. And
Dinah Girl.
Dinah Girl. They did a modern remake a few years ago, and it's just hilarious. Mish, you have to see these. Like, how do you describe these costumes?
Oh, get out.
That's wild.
That is wild. That is very, was this 1970s?
Sometime in the 70s, I think.
Oh, this is awesome. Like, really cheesy, glossy, yeah, not superhero costumes of today.
This is like the age of
Anna Hart,
the Great American
Woman.
Yeah. Hannah Hart did the new one, which you can see in the...
Oh, yep, I see this one down here. They got, like, jackets and stuff with them.
That's the modern one.
Yeah, the old one's great.
Especially with the pigtails on Dinah Girl there.
Oh, God, yeah. Look at that. That's so, what can I say?
Just words escape you, which is...
Words escape me.
Which is rubbish on radio.
I know, right? This is not exactly good radio, folks. Sorry about that. So you got to look up Electra Woman and Dinah Girl. This is really interesting.
I do want to kind of spruik real quickly on Geeks Out this year.
I would do that. I would dress up like that with you.
Absolutely. Like, well, let's do it. Let's make it a thing, woman. But so, I do want to spruik. Every year at Geeks Out, because, you know, we are geeky on our show, we do like to celebrate Halloween in a profound way. And we're going to be doing it this year with an alternate reality post-apocalypse broadcast.
Oh?
Yeah. So you're basically going to be hearing me going, like, you know, hello, is anyone out there? I'm Miranda Sparks. I'm trapped in the Joy building right now. It's been 3 days since I last saw daylight.
3 days. I mean, 3 hours since I've ate the Snickers.
I'm not sure when the last time I slept, Nate. I'm being followed by a tram. It keeps dinging at me. It opens its doors, but there's nobody inside. Kind of just really creepy alternate reality show. So check that out in the coming weeks.
Far out. So what's this one here? We've gotten some other new history. We've got some trans history that's happening, don't we?
I mean, we've got some cool stuff. I mean, like MJ Rodriguez, who you might know from the show Pose, won the Best Actress Award at the Imogen
Did
Awards.
She?
For, you know, for especially celebrating Latinx talent. And yeah, she's won this one. Like, you know, there's talk about, you know, Laverne Cox also winning, you know, one of the first Emmys. But, you know, like, MJ Rodriguez has kind of taken the headlines first before.
Wow. I love it.
I mean, Pose is such a great show as well.
Now, I've only seen halfway through the first season.
Hmm.
Everyone's really talking about it, so I got to ramp up and actually start reading it a bit more.
Absolutely. Also,
reading it, watching it, I mean.
I mean, also, it's worth noting that Alexandra Billings, if you know from the show Transparent, mm-hmm. she's also joining the Broadway production of Wicked as one of the main characters.
No.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
I mean, it's just really good to see us, like, you know, really just you know, making waves and, you know, being known and being seen.
Miranda, the time just is, it's like a sieve. It just goes.
I mean, you know, it always flies when we're having fun. Always flies with you.
It always flies with you too, sweetheart.
Ah, there we go.
I loved how we get in the tangent of Halloween. It's always that, I always loved it back home, and it's that, usually the first time somebody tries their legs out at cross-dressing or drag for an event.
And this is like, honey, like, you've been dressing up, you know, as a lady for 3 years now. Is there something you'd like to tell me?
And even outside Halloween, honey, I know.
I mean, you know, I've noticed you crying when you have to put the costume away. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Is this a true story? Be very, very quiet. But I remember it was my thing. I just did that a few years and went, it was actually at a church. And I did it at a function that, like, Michelle, this isn't just tonight, is it? And I'm going, I don't know what you're talking about.
But anyway, I will confirm or deny nothing.
Exactly. Miranda, it has been a lovely evening or a lovely afternoon as well. I've just been enjoying catching up with you. And it's a pleasure as always.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Right back.
Pleasure as always.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.